a better and a stronger Christian. And you can't fall or fail because the word is holding you up. I wish I had some help in the house. You see, sometimes we get weak and the word have to, be anybody in the house had to be held up by the word this past year? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, just holding you up. Anybody in the house been held up by the word? This weapon that's formed against me shall not. Anybody been held up by the word? Been down by the cemetery, but the word held you up.
Yeah,
let's get on out of here. That's enough of that teaching. I know y'all ready to go home. Go to the country. So God is trying to tell us that he can do it. But you got to have the faith. He's saying, I can work it out if you bring me the problem. But you got to know where to bring your problems to. You got to know where to bring your burdens to. Preacher, pastors, and teachers, you got to know where to bring your burdens to. Pastoring and preaching gets hard. Because God is talking to you in one tone and man is talking in another tone. And you're caught between two tones. But God is able. Well, let me find some Old Testament saints. And then maybe I can find a New Testament saint. And maybe I can find a New Age saint who can tell me that God can. Cunning woman from Zarephath.
Yeah.
Do you have a story you can tell? I can hear the woman saying, well, that was a famine in the land. Ahab and Jezebel just killed Naboth for the vineyard. Elijah went and talked to Ahab and Jezebel and told them there'd be no rain nor dew for 3 long years.
That's right. See it.
And then one day, I was fixing a little meal for my son and I.
That's all right.
And the preacher man showed up at the gate.
Yes, sir.
And told me, if you give me a little meal, God would do something miraculous. She said, well, what I told him, I said, well, my son and I, we're going to eat this little meal and we're going to die. I believe when she took the sip, put it down in the bowl, threw the sifter back in the air, it goes back in the barrel, but it don't hit the bottom. While she was taking out the top, God was pushing up in the bottom. Do I have some help in the house? I can hear saying, God can. Come here, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. King Nebuchadnezzar wanted to throw a feast. Call in you three boys because you all wouldn't bow. But, King, we can't bow to you because we know another king. But we just don't call him king. He is the king of kings. Do I have some help in the house? And I can see him opening up the furnace and say, get on in there. And the king had already beat them in the furnace. He said, come on in, boy. Everything is all right. I can see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah in their Israelic dialect, walking into the furnace. One saying, I just trust in the Lord with all my heart. Lean not to my own understanding. But in all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge him. I don't mind walking into the furnace when the Lord is waiting for me on the inside. But I heard the boys get on there and say, well, you know, God can. Come here, Daniel. You slept in the lion's den all night. The king was worried all night. But early in the morning, Daniel said, God can. Come here, woman with an issue of blood. You done press your way. Anybody in the house done press their way? Sometimes you got to press your way. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his gown, I know I beg my healing. And I heard the Lord say, your faith hath made you whole. But somebody in the house got to know that God can. As far as I could go with you today, my little gas is out. I've been sick all week. But you look at that text, and before you can get it.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. Our morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at
88.1.
Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting. All day.
Listening to this broadcast and listen to the program of a young man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in their home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerable amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory. Remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God. Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now, here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
Me, I was God bless you in Radio Land. God bless to all my father's children, for as far as my voice can be heard, once again here on another Lord's Day. Call a friend. Call a neighbor. Tell them that the radio's on right now. Get your pencils and paper ready, friends. Write down the prayer line. Write down the mailing address. You that have trouble with bad luck. You that have that sickness in your body, whether it's natural or unnatural. Yes, you that want that loved one right there back at home, that one has gone astray. You're wondering how to rebuild your life and your home with peace and joy.
I need thee.
Some say, Reb, right now I'm dealing with evildoers throwing stumbling blocks and sitting back and watching. Some are dealing with unnatural things like that witchcraft, that voodoo. Some say, well, Rev, I have a court case that's pending, and it seems unwinnable. Get your pencils and paper ready, friends. Write that mailing address down. Those of you that are calling, that telephone number, my friends, is 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. You know, I've had herbal teas and remedies for those of you who have that heart condition. Those of you that wanted to lose weight. Some right now have trouble growing hair. Some of you have that nature, my friends, that's on vacation. Some say, well, Rev, I got that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, getting up in the evening trying to make to the restroom, holding on to the dressers and the doorknobs. Friends, telephone number, 404-212-2444. Again, that's 404, area code 404-212-2444. And I'll be here at the prayer line all throughout the day asking you, and especially you, my friends, not to give up. Just that faith, my friends, can bring you through, whether you know it or not. That faith of a grain of mustard seed. Yes, friends, some say, well, right now, if they didn't have bad luck, they wouldn't have no luck at all. Seems like mosquitoes won't even bite you. I'll be here right here today, my friends, asking you not to give up, praying with you that are trying to overcome. Write that telephone number down, friends. Write it down. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just dial me right back. I'll be here throughout the day. Those of you that are writing, my friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. And I know, my friend, that you too can come through. That situation, my friends, can be turned around. Some say, well, Rev, they've tried other situations on losing weight. They've tried. Oh, my friends, we put these teas together for many and many a moon, my friends, many a years. Well, you know, in the days of old, my friends, there used to be someone on the farm that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back, boil it, steep it, and strain it, so he can make it in the fields the next morning without that pain. Yes, my friends, that swelling, that arthritis. Yes, friends. Again, telephone number 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. And I know, friends, that you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. Again, write it down, friends. That's 404 2-1-2-2-4-4-4. Oh, my God. Now, again, let me give you that mailing address. Those of you that are writing, whatever donation you send it from your heart. Put that prayer request down so we can lay it on the altar. Again, that's Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, 30321. Oh, my God. Right now, we're going to ask that you join us just for a minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on the job, don't close your eyes, my friends, but let's fill the skies for as my voice can be heard with just 1 minute of silent prayer. Lay your hand on your radio, my friends. Join us. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. Friends, I'm asking you, friends, not to give up. I'm asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For if you have just the faith, God will be there to extol the will that you have in your heart, my friends. All you need is that faith. The Lord will sit there, my friends, while you're in the flood. God will be with you, my friends, when the heat is too hot for you to handle. There's a way, my friends, to turn situations around, and all you need, my friends, is just that faith. Just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Oh, my God. And I ask you not to give up. No matter what you're going through, no matter how long you've been troubled, there's a way being made out of no way, friends, for many of God's people that had just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Yes, friends. Again, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friends, just dial us right back. Oh, good God. Now, friends, those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. Oh, my God. Yes, friends, over these holidays that are coming through, we're asking that you, my friends, keep that prayer with you. Back in the days, we always kept a Bible in the back of, or the front of the car nowadays. Some of us don't have that back window like we used to have in days of old. But there's a way to keep that prayer with you, my friends, with just that faith. This is Reverend Gregory. Again, that mailing address, my friends, is Post Office Box 216903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. The book of Genesis to Revelations is real. And if you have that faith, you too can come through. Again, my friends, whether you have a sickness that's natural or unnatural, whether you have a problem with no peace on your in your home or no success on that job, I'll be here asking you, friends, not to give up. Some are dealing with evildoers, my friends, with that witchcraft and more. And you're saying to yourself, you're wondering what to do to just stop it, so you don't have to go through it. Oh, my God, to cease and desist. Oh, good God. Our time is going mighty fast on this long day here on another Lord's Day. And we're asking you, my friends, not to give up and to pray over everything that you do. Whether it's a court case pending, whether you have enemies around you, whether you have a sickness in your body and you've been back and forth to the doctor and your medicine cabinet is full of pills and you still have the same ailment. Oh, my God. Write that telephone number down, friends. Write it down. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, you just dial me right back. And I'm asking that you keep that prayer with you throughout the day. Some just work Lord's Prayer, Psalms 23. Some works 27. Some people keep up with Psalms 121. Oh, good God. My friends, prayer is the key. But prayer without works is dead. Oh, good God. Our time is drawing down, friends. For further information, I'll be here at the prayer line all throughout the day. That telephone number, my friends, is 404-212-2444. May God bless you, keep you till we meet again. You pray with us, and we'll be praying with you.
So many times we feel lost because we've strayed away or somehow lost our way. And you feel that what you've done you cannot recover from. But remember the word says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Forgive me, O Lord. It's me again. Forgive me, O Lord. It's me again. I've disobeyed your word. I've slipped out of your will. Regretful I stand. Me again. Speak to your Father. Say it with me. Forgive me, O Lord. It's me again. Forgive me, O Lord. It's me again.
Again. I've disobeyed your word and slipped out of your
just have to believe. Maybe you're speaking through the silence. Maybe it's all I need to hear. Give me the patience in this quiet. I need to rest here and be. Believing that you